Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And today my guest is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, who is a chiropractor, speaker, and author. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Since starting her private practice in 1985, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, chiropractor, has treated over 3,000 patients, applying the latest treatments that improve quality of life. Her motto is to never stop learning and remain at the forefront of good health. Dr. Iris grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and now resides in Mission Viejo, California, with her husband, two dogs, one bird, and fish. Their daughter is a University of Berkeley grad, received her MA from Northridge University, and is presently a PhD student pursuing her doctorate in education, with an emphasis on disability studies. With a BS in foods and nutrition from Rutgers University, Dr. Iris weaves in facts and strategies that boost wellness bite by bite. She balances restraints with indulgence to develop healthy diets that work for a lifetime. As a past host of her own radio show called Attitude Adjustment, Dr. Iris interviewed executives and health leaders on topics that impact virtually every American today: overcoming challenges, dealing with stress, fighting fatigue, and succeeding in business. As a parent of a daughter with cerebral palsy, Dr. Iris understands the power of positive thinking and positive doing to stretch the boundaries of implied limitations. Dr. Iris is the owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, is a masterful wellness healer and educator. She utilizes cutting-edge technologies to create empowerment towards a paradigm shift of limitless possibilities in abundant health, longevity, and vitality. She designs individual lifestyle programs that enhance wellness continually. Dr. Iris is a published author in the Journal of Manipulative and Psychological Therapeutics and has certifications in health and wellness. She's a contributing best-selling author in the book Align, Expand, and Succeed. Her own ebook entitled What Your Mother Didn't Know About Staying Young, Healthy, and Stress-Free After 40 is available on Amazon. She has received a number of health and community awards, which include Young Career and Women of the Year awards, Women's Leadership Awards, and really recently received the All Women Rock Award. When not working or teaching, you can find Dr. Iris belting out a show tune, singing in a choir, or acting in a community theater play. Some of Dr. Iris's favorite activities include weight training, Pilates, hiking, traveling, going to theater, as well as supporting the disabled community. She is determined to train her new rescue dog, Bailey, for therapy to take those that are homebound or ill. When Dr. Iris was asked, "What is your secret to your success for over 30 years?" she replied, "My key to success is my dedication, integrity, and fortitude throughout all aspects of my life. It is my passion and goal to holistically align one with tools that empower their health." Welcome, Dr. Iris. I'm so happy to have you as a guest on the show today.
Thank you, Robbie, and thank you for that introduction. I'm very happy to be here and support you on your show.
Thank you. I want to know, what inspired you to become a chiropractor?
Well, that is a very good question. When I was in high school, I was fortunate enough to have a great biology teacher who really inspired me and basically helped me to see that I was good in science. And that led me into majoring in nutrition in college. And when I was doing nutrition, I took all those pre-med classes, biochemistry, physiology and just succeeded super well, always getting top of my class. And I decided that I wanted to be a dietitian or do something with nutrition and food. And I graduated with my degree in food science, food and nutrition, and psychology minor. And I started working in a hospital. And I originally was a food service supervisor, and I got very depressed working in a hospital. I would help a patient, and unfortunately, I'd come back the next week, and they wouldn't be there. So it was a little bit depressing for me, and I was going to be a dietitian and realized that wasn't the path I wanted to take. I didn't want to do research in nutrition, and some friends of mine were seeing chiropractors, and they suggested it to me. They said, Iris, you can take your nutrition background, meld it with chiropractic, and voila. Luckily, Robbie, that's what I did all these years. I put together nutrition and chiropractic because I felt I could do more being a doctor of chiropractic than I could just with nutrition. And being a chiropractor, I didn't want to go the medical route. I had all the grades and chose the alternative medical route, feeling that was what felt way better for me and what my future passion was.
That's great. What are some of the main conditions you treat in your practice?
In my practice of over 30 years, I mostly treat pain management. So if people come in with neck pain, back pain, headaches, sciatica, numbness, tingling, all kinds of joint pain. We'll come in with sports injuries. And I notice I've kind of developed a specialty in what's called brain balance, when people are just not balanced right, and chronic pain syndrome. But people have been to other medical doctors, chiropractors, other practitioners, and just not getting better. And I take those patients on, which can be a little bit more challenging, and I love it. And a number of years ago, I started doing, in addition to my traditional chiropractic practice, I started studying something called the 6 steps to wellness, or I got into more what's called holistic medicine, where I'm looking at the whole body. I look at it not only structurally through the nervous system and seeing where the imbalances are, but emotionally seeing what is going on with the patient. Nutritionally, that's where my nutrition background comes in. Allergy and sensitivities, electromagnetic, and the 6th one is toxins.
What primary treatment modalities do you use with your patient, and how is this different from conventional medicine, physical therapy, another chiropractor, or what makes your practice so unique?
So my practice is very unique in that not only do I offer physical therapy modalities, ultrasound, muscle stim, I have multiple exercise programs. We also offer something called cold level laser, which is specifically to help inflammation, pain, range of motion. Laser works right down to the mitochondrial level. It helps to increase ATP in the body. ATP is energy, and we all need energy. So laser has been a fabulous addition to my practice that has been helping numerous patients. In addition, a few years ago, I purchased something called spinal decompression. It's a specific type of traction table. And it's a type of traction and modality that I've wanted for many years in my practice. And since I've been using this particular type of therapy, I have been so excited to watch patients who I, years ago, could have never helped with the other type of manipulation chiropractic that I've done. Spinal decompression is a very gentle type of traction. The patient lays face up on a specific type of table. It's hooked up to a computer, and the different programs that I use according to what the patient is going through. And it gently opens up the spine, opens up the disc spaces, and we call it imbibes the disc. So it basically takes pressure off the nerve, and it brings more oxygen, blood supply, water to those discs. So patients come in with chronic sciatica, pain down the arms, pain down the legs, chronic. I've had multiple patients who've needed back surgery. And so many times this can help, not everybody, to have great programs for them to help them in many ways. Also, I do something called kinesio tape, which is a very specific type of taping. It's a Japanese taping, not the general athletic taping. It's gotten much more popular in the United States. You saw people in the Olympics wearing tape. And I actually went to Japan a number of years ago and learned kinesio tape. I was very, very fortunate to do that. Other things I do that make my practice kind of a little different is I do very specific blood chemistry and blood work. And I'm happy to say that I am now studying to be a functional medicine practitioner. It will take me a couple years, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, but I'm looking forward to expanding my knowledge base and being able to treat people in a whole other way than I've never been able to before.
Wow, that's exciting. Why do you think? What do you think are the barriers that keep people from seeking your care?
That's a really good question, Robbie, because what I noticed is the profession has changed over the years. When I was first in practice, patients were told by their medical doctor, do not see a chiropractor, they're going to hurt you. I still get that sometimes, where I have a case that needs medical attention. I cannot prescribe medication to my patient. So sometimes I do have to send patients out to a medical doctor back to see their doctor for whatever their medical reason is that I can't provide to them. And periodically, doctors still tell their patients, do not see a chiropractor. So I think part of it is a lack of understanding what we do. And I think if people understood what we did, there would be less barriers to receiving care. Also, sometimes I've had a bad experience where they've been to some chiropractor and they refuse to give another chiropractor like myself a chance. So I always tell a patient, just give us a shot. My approach may be very different than the approach you've had before. Other barriers may be I accept most insurances, but some insurances don't cover chiropractic. And we have financial plans that are very affordable for people to have. And sometimes people just can't afford it, no matter what we try. So I think there's a number of barriers, that keep people sometimes, and we try to overcome them in the best way we can.
There are many myths and misconceptions that we are being told today about our immune system and this pandemic we are facing. Can you share from the information you are researching what we need to do to support our immune system?
Absolutely. And what I want to say before I delve into this, because it's a lot of information that I would like to share, is please check out, you can find me by asking me questions after this broadcast. You could send me an email by going to driris@driris.com, because I am sure that you're going to have more questions than the information I could possibly give you on this radio show today. So keep that in mind. Also, you can go to my website, www.driris.com. It has just been updated. There's some more information I'm going to update on my website. However, go to that after the broadcast, and you will see a lot more information on what we're doing. Because presently, I am not practicing my practice. I've had to close because of this pandemic, and I'm hoping to get back to my practice soon. So I've set up multiple remote type of programs. It's on my website, and I'm also doing telehealth. So if people would like a free 15-minute consultation with me on anything I say today or anything that's going on with them, I'm offering that as well, and that's in my website. So if you can take out a pen and paper, that would be great, because I'm going to be going over some things that I think will be very helpful to support your immune system from the holistic perspective. So the first acronym I'm going to use is something called FITNESS, F-I-T-N-E-S-S. So if we could break that word down to F-I-T, and F-I-T stands for focus, intense. So we all know that everyone's pretty stressed these days, or you could have stress in general. So what I'm saying by focus, intense thought is your mindset. What are your habits? What are you thinking throughout your day? Think about this. What is your passion? What brings you joy? What are you at this very moment present to? Where are you placing your focus? What are you committed to at this moment? And what excites you? And at the same time, because we're all kind of a little bit stressed these days, what are you afraid of? And I've always used this term. It's okay to visit the house of woe. It's okay to feel sorry for yourself, but don't live there. So I think you get that. We all have to experience feeling like this is not where we expected our lives to be at this very moment, but let's not live there. Okay? So think about what you're present to. Business owner, what is your why? What are you committed to? So think about it from another perspective of what if, and fill in the blank, what if this situation, if this happened, so that, and fill in the blank. I'm going to repeat that. What if, whatever that if is, this happens, so that some of my friends are writing books. I've chosen to go ahead and take up a functional medicine course. I've also started a Facebook group page, which I've always wanted to do, and I'm doing Facebook Live. And yes, it was fearful initially. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I just did it. So that's the FIT in fitness. And there's a remote program that I'm offering called BrainTap. And go to my website. BrainTap is an app. Download it for 15 days for free. And it helps for stress, anxiety, and sleep. So let's move on to the N in fitness. N is for nutrition. I want you to think about food as medicine. I want you to think about, let's say it's you were in a car going up a hill, and your car was making all kinds of funny noises, and you just couldn't get up the hill. Think about your body and your immune system and what you can do to fuel your immune system with healthy, good food. So let's talk about some of those foods that would be great for your immune system. I'm going to give you another acronym. It's called SMASH, S-M-A-S-H, S for salmon, M for mackerel, A for anchovies, S for sardines, and H for herring. Maybe it's not exactly all the foods that you love, but at least incorporate some of this fish into your diet. Think about grass-fed beef and chicken versus the other types of meat. You want to eat as much organic as you can, fruits and vegetables as you can. You don't have to eat organic if it's thick skin. So if you're touching a fruit or vegetable and you could take it with your finger and press on it and cause it to kind of like open up and peel, you need to get that as an organic food. And, you know, we all want to eat well, but it's okay to also like have a little glass of wine. Or what about some organic dark chocolate? I love chocolate. And I give myself at least one goodie a day, especially at this time. And it's usually dark chocolate and it's organic, and it's usually over 70% cocoa. So think about that. Don't deny yourself what you want to eat, but think about incorporating more foods that are higher for your immune system. Foods like herbs like ginger and turmeric, nuts and seeds, high-fiber foods, chicken soup, and try to avoid what we call GPS. G for gluten, avoid decreased gluten, processed foods, and sugar. And one of the rationales behind decreasing processed foods is that when you're eating too much processed foods, there's a term called digestive leukocytosis. That's a big word, two big words. But basically what's happening is that you want your white blood cells to fight your any kind of virus or any kind of illness that you're having. But instead, what happens is when you're eating junk food and you're eating too much processed food, a little processed food is okay, but not too much. It's all about balance. What happens is that your white blood cells will fight the junk food versus keeping it to fight for your virus. So GPS, another acronym is DNA. Watch your dairy, the D. Nicotine, to remember to maybe decrease that, be cautious of how much of the foods that aren't the best. Now we're going to go to E in fitness for exercise. And too much exercise isn't good. The being a couch potato isn't good either. So there's lots of exercise programs out there. I'm working on Zoom with a trainer, and I'm a Pilates girl. I love Pilates, and I love weight training. So those are the main things I'm doing, and I'm getting pretty muscular these days, which is great. And I have something, a remote program that is on my website that I'm offering. It's called Remote Screen. It is totally free. Download the app. It'll be sent to me with all your information. Just fill everything out, and I will send you a specific exercise program and your body. And this month specifically is posture month. So on my Facebook Live, I'm going to be talking all about posture. S in fitness is sleep. You hear that all the time. 7 to 8 hours sleep is vital. Sleep, you need to rest your body, and I can't say enough about sleep. So important. And the brain tap that I mentioned earlier helps to sleep. It's something that I do either at night or in the morning. It really helps for sleep, and it helps for stress. And then the last S in fitness is supplements. And people ask me about supplements all the time, and there's lots and lots of information I could talk about it. So I'm going to keep it to just some very basic. Number one, if you're getting supplements, you want to make sure the source that you're getting it from is somebody that you respect. Getting supplements online, you don't really know what you're getting. And what happens is sometimes you get them online, and it's not what's called third-party assay. What I mean by that is that when you're taking a supplement, you want to make sure that an independent lab comes in and checks that supplement. And if you're getting a supplement online, you don't know if that's been done. You don't want a lab that works for the supplement company. You want an independent lab. So when you're going to get a supplement from maybe your acupuncturist, from myself, from a medical provider, we usually carry products, sure, that you're getting. And if you order a supplement online that you get, let's say, in California, if you order the same supplement or buy it in another facility in another state, the consistency might not be there. So that's why the third-party assay is so important. Vitamin C is vital, and I did a Facebook Live on vitamin C last week. And the most important thing about vitamin C is that you don't just have the ascorbic acid part. You must have a whole vitamin C. I prefer liposomal vitamin C. And let me repeat that. Liposomal, I call it LD delivery. The reason I like liposomal delivery vitamin C, and some I like liposomal as well as glutathione, only because it bypasses the stomach acid. You want that product to really get to the way you want to get to. So liposomal C or whole vitamin C, zinc, citrate, very important for your immune system. There's all kinds of mushroom complexes out there, very important for our immune system. Vitamin D, you can get your vitamin D level, check your blood. Your vitamin D level should be, and people, there's lots of arguments on this, but really it should be at least 50. I personally like vitamin D levels to be over 60 or higher, and the higher your vitamin D level is, over 50, 60, 70, it's very research-based, and that's what you want to make sure you're doing. And so if you do vitamin D, you must make sure you're also taking vitamin K along with it, because if you're not taking your vitamin K, it's not going to get transported to the right places. So in other words, if you want calcium to be transported correctly and not get stuck in your arteries, you must make sure you're taking vitamin K. And I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live specifically on vitamin D and vitamin K and going over all those logistics on that. Four probiotics is what I like. It's a better probiotics than regular probiotics. Again, I could talk more about that. That's called four probiotics. Elderberry is a great herb. I mentioned curcumin and glutathione. That is fitness in a nutshell.
That's great. Can you share any particular success stories you're proud of? We have about two minutes, 51 seconds left.
Okay, so I'll share a very quick one. It has to do with somebody who was about to go in for back surgery. She was seeing her orthopedist. He was doing everything, meds, everything you can imagine, injections. She was just not getting better. So she couldn't hardly walk, numbness and tingling down both her legs. And I love spinal decompression did the job. It took a bit. It took her a good 10 or more sessions until she started seeing the change. And now she comes in periodically and is doing fabulous. And I have this 85-ish year old woman who could not move her neck, could not do any other kind of treatment, and the spinal decompression for the cervical spine, we're just blown away. I mean, she is doing fabulous and no pain and just comes in on a periodic basis right now. She was not a chiropractic candidate at the time. So I was very, very pleased.
Tell everybody again how they can get a hold of you and your website.
Sure. My website is www.driris.com. My email, driris@driris.com. My phone number, 949-380-7215. I'll repeat that, 949-380-7215. And my new Facebook group is called Health and Wellness at Any Age. And I'm happy to offer a 15-minute consultation and or answer any questions that you may have.
Well, this was great. I was writing notes like crazy. Some great, I didn't know that about the vitamin K, so that's great to know.
Right.
And I want to thank you so much for being a guest today on my show. It's very inspiring, lots of great information.
Robin, I would like to leave your guest with a statement, if that is okay with you, before we close.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Don't let learning lead to knowledge. Let learning lead to action. This is from Jim Rohn. So I would like each of you to take one action step, whether you take that action step per week, per month, whatever works for you, but take one action step from what I've shared today or any of the information on my website, and send me your feedback and let me know how you're doing.
That's great. We finished right on time. Thanks again for being my guest. Loved it.
Thank you.